You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are actually, I've been teasing this for weeks now, if you guys have been listening to the past episodes. We are on location at my first cryotherapy session at Chill Therapy in Tampa, Florida. Luckily for me, the owner of Chill Therapy, Brian, is with me today. He's actually going to walk me through and you guys through the whole process to kind of educate us about what cryotherapy actually is. What's going on, Brian?
How you doing?
I'm so happy you agreed to do this. This has been something I've been learning about or hearing about on podcasts, the Joe Rogan Experience, Tim Ferriss, and I've seen on Instagram athletes like Michael Phelps and LeBron James doing the cryotherapy. For me and for the listeners, what exactly is involved in cryotherapy?
So the process in cryotherapy is what it does is it basically you step inside a chamber that's it cools the air down using liquid nitrogen, and that process you go in there for anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes, and it cools down your skin temperature by 30 to 50 degrees. And when that happens, your body's automatic response is to send blood from your extremities to your core to protect your vital organs. And that's where blood's recirculated, enriched with oxygen, nutrients. And then as soon as you get out after the 3 minutes, it flushes back to your extremities. It's really, really, really good for reducing inflammation in your body.
Is that why, because I mentioned LeBron James, is that why a lot of pro athletes are doing that now to kind of, rejuvenate their body after all their performances?
Absolutely. It's really good for reducing muscle soreness, inflammation in their bodies. It's kind of taken place of an ice bath, mm-hmm. where an ice bath, you really should do that for 10 to 20 minutes. And that's a bone-chilling cold, where cryotherapy really only cools down your skin temperature. Mm-hmm. And it's a quick process. It's only 3 minutes, so athletes are more likely to use it more often.
Right, and I'm familiar with ice baths. I've done those before, and like you said, you're sitting in there, you're trying to gut out 10 to 15 minutes, and your whole body is immersed in cold water, so it can be a little bit unbearable at times. Now we talked about the benefits to athletes. I mean, who else can, like weekend warriors or someone like myself who likes to train jiu-jitsu occasionally, not as much as I'd like to, but can this benefit me also?
Yeah, absolutely. Where cryotherapy started was in Japan in the 70s, and it's actually was created to treat rheumatoid arthritis. So any type of chronic pain in your body, whether it be from arthritis, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, or if you just, as we all get older, we have aches and pains. If you work out a ton and you're always beating your body up, it's a really, really good recovery tool. The main thing that it's really helped me with is I sleep much, much better now. And then you have some celebrities using it for the spa and beauty benefits of it, right? Tightening skin. It does increase your metabolism a little bit and can cause, help you burn some calories. Mm-hmm. So there's a large range of benefits, as well as, people use it for a ton of different reasons. It gives you an endorphin rush, energy, so it just really depends on what you're looking to kind of do for your body, but...
So this can benefit basically the most active people, like pro athletes, to inactive people or people who have disabilities.
That are absolutely,
to,
yeah.
Well, it's interesting you talked about the sleep thing, because my normal co-host, who my wife, who's unfortunately not here today and not too happy, she had to miss this, but she has some trouble sleeping. What do you know why it kind of helps with the sleep?
So it can help, without getting too technical, it can kind of reset your hormones a little bit. And I have never been able to sleep good in my life. So if you would have told me this machine could help me sleep, I would have never believed it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure how many sessions it took me to start feeling that, whether it was one or a few, because I wasn't really tracking it, because I wouldn't have been expected it to help with that. But all of a sudden, I just realized I was sleeping through the night. And in fact, when my alarm went off, I could easily go back to sleep. And that's never been the case.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is just me kind of, brainstorming in my head, because obviously when we were back, when we were cavemen, when we had to run from saber-toothed tigers and stuff like that, we had a lot of stress associated with staying alive. And this thing, like you said, when you get in there, your body thinks, it pulls all that blood to the internal organs to protect you. And then when you come out, you're almost euphoric. because right. you survived.
Right.
So I don't know. That's just some sort of spitball in my brain. But I'm super interested in this. I've been teasing this for months now about doing this. So I'm so glad we get to do this. Guys, I'm gonna get down the kind of quote unquote uniform that I'm wearing. I kind of stripped down to my skivvies, to my underwear, and then you provide some I guess it would be protective clothing for a certain part of the body. What am I going to wear when I get in there?
Yeah, basically we provide dry socks. The clothing, the undergarments that someone wears in it need to be completely dry. No moisture or lotion on the skin. We provide socks, booties, gloves, and then we provide robes to kind of provide some privacy mm-hmm. when you get in the machine. And then that's basically it.
That's all, yeah, like this, all this stuff, and you guys, I'm gonna be taking pictures. Make sure you check out the show notes at elementaltampa.com. I'll have plenty of pictures for you. This is, you know, this isn't somebody's shed behind their house. They got, you know, a bunch of ice in here. This is inside, actually, the Tampa Sports Academy. Is that right? Okay, so in Tampa, Florida, and it's a, you know, just a state-of-the-art facility. Brian's Chill Therapy is all state-of-the-art stuff right here. So it's really professional, and I'm looking forward to it. And enough talking. I think we're going to get ready and go ahead and jump in.
Let's do it.
All right, folks. I'm down into the skivvies right now. I'm about to walk in. I got the protective gloves and the booties and the socks on. So Brian is cooling down the chamber right now. And noise you hear, obviously, is the nitrous oxide being pumped into the chamber. Brian's going to walk me through, do all the play-by-play while I'm in the chamber. So I'm going to throw it over to him.
All right, Nick, it's set for you now. Just watch your step up as you get into the machine. And I'm going to close this top right over your head, so watch your head just a little bit. All right, and we're starting. So when you're in there, keep your head up, okay. Breathe out. Make sure you do breathe, and you're going to do about a quarter turn every 7 to 10 seconds. You're more than welcome to move a little quicker than that. The machine is going to get progressively colder.
Okay. It's getting cold.
I'll give you a countdown every 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely cold. Feels good, though.
So Nick's going to do a 3-minute session, which is the max time you can do in the cryotherapy chamber. And he's in complete control. It's been 30 seconds. He's in complete control. If he wants to end the session at any time, he can. He just needs to let me know.
Woo! I'm feeling good. I mean, it's getting cold, like you said. It can feel like my skin almost getting tight, the outside of my skin.
Yeah, you know? as you stay in there, it'll tingle just a little bit. You're getting close to a full minute. Now 1 minute in, 2 minutes left. Keep rotating in there.
Mm-hmm.
Even do a full turn for me.
All right. Oh, yeah. Doing a little two-step in here, trying to...
How you feeling, Nick?
Good.
Good.
Very invigorating, but getting colder.
Now remember, if for any reason you felt lightheaded or anything, please just let me know. Listen to your body. You are halfway now.
All right.
And now the machine's has three different settings. Basically cold, colder, and coldest. Nick's on a level 1 today, which is very, very cold. It will reach negative 166 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
You're doing great, Nick. You're good. 70 seconds to go.
So you said negative 166. Is that the lowest?
No, there's two more levels. They go down by about 20 degrees per level.
Okay.
But level 1 is still really, really cold, as you can tell.
I agree.
You're in your last minute.
All right.
50 seconds left.
Beautiful.
You're doing good.
Now, what are the two lower temperatures?
184 and then 202. So I've done level 2 a few times, level 3 a couple. Level 3 is really, really cold and almost unnecessary. It's been 30 seconds left now. You're doing great. And Nick, once it's over, I'm going to have you face the front here, and then
okay.
I'm going to kind of reverse everything, flip yep. that lid.
Okay.
There'll be the vapor will be pretty thick, so watch your step on the way out, and there's okay. a handrail on your right.
All right.
10 seconds to go.
Counting down.
There you go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Watch your head, and I'm going to open the door, Remember, you got a handrail on the right. Good.
Woo! Wow. Definitely invigorating. I would say first minute was great. You know, like the skiing, obviously, there's a massive goosebumps. The great thing is that my extremities, which obviously would probably be the first things to get cold, with the gloves and the booties, they're not cold. They're a little tingly right now, but not bad at all. Nothing like you would get if on a real cold day outside. Not in Florida, obviously, but my skin, obviously, the skin I can feel is just, you know, I wouldn't say numb, but it's, you know, very tight and
yep.
Get the goosebumps and everything.
And you'll notice some spots that where you may have poor circulation to begin with feel a little colder, like your joints, your elbows, your knees, and then the your skin looks a little flushed, kind of like if someone were to have a flushed, you know, face, blushing a little bit, and that's because the blood, as soon as you come out, your body starts to warm up instantly, your blood vessels vasodilate, and that blood is flushed right back to your extremities.
Yeah, I mean, the invigorating feeling, I kind of, it like you said, it was a little bit of lightheadedness once I was in there locally, moving around really helped that, kind of helped me stay, you know, realize, you know, I'm going to get through it and everything, and that it's not, I'm not really in any danger whatsoever. But, you know, now that I'm feeling it, I'm feeling kind of the blood return to the surface of the skin, and everything is just feeling kind of, you know, looser.
Yep.
You know, so that's...
And cryotherapy is a bit progressive. With this being your first session, obviously, everybody, even myself, when I did it the first time, you come in a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious. And then, you know, when you come in again, you know what to expect. You know that it's definitely something that's safe to do as long as it's done right. You know, as long as your clothes are dry and you have someone monitoring your session, there's really nothing to worry about.
Right. So there were, I know you were kind of telling me, because we talked a few weeks ago about now how the ProAt, like Bucks, have some of these in their facility now, right? I mean, I can imagine somebody that uses their, you know, basically relies on their body for their living. I can imagine this is something they would need, you know. Do they do it on a daily basis?
It's available to them on a daily basis. From an article I read, they're doing about 50 to 60 players a day.
Oh, wow.
So most of them are taking advantage of it. Yes.
Could somebody do it on a daily? I mean,
oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a monthly membership package. So we have people that do come in 5-6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then I probably use it myself 5 days a week. You know, I do have the machine, so it's pretty easy for me to use it. I think if I didn't have one, I would probably come 2 to 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. It was what I would try to do.
Now, I know there was, I wouldn't say it's alternative, but I guess it's kind of new. It's a new take on therapy or pain management or, you know, kind of addressing muscle soreness, things like that. Do you have any other services in the chill therapy or your kind of that you offer?
Yeah, I mean, we're building a full spa on South MacDill that's, you know, a couple months out from being opened up. But we offer, we have compression therapy, which is the brand of the compression boots is Normatec. Mm-hmm. That uses a pulse massage technology to flush fluids out of your limbs and improve circulation to decrease muscle soreness. We have flotation therapy we're adding. And then we also have a medical body composition analyzer, which is, you know, will allow clients clients that have fitness goals to kind of monitor what their, you know, their results to see if what they're doing is working, and then they can make adjustments based on that.
Right. Yeah. And you kind of showed me that beforehand, and that's more sophisticated because a lot of gyms have the handheld kind of impedance.
Bioimpedance. Yeah.
Yes. So, and I know we were talking about how, you know, I think they even say the accuracy of that, there's like 20-30%, you know, error at least
right.
with it. So you can't really get a great reading on where you are or what your progression is.
Correct, right.
So this one is way more state-of-the-art.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it's actually a medical device that we've purchased, even though we're not necessarily a medical facility. You know, it's going to give clients an affordable way to get a really, really accurate reading on where their body composition is.
Mm-hmm. And that's great, and I know everybody, especially when my personal training clients, they want to know if they want to, you know, if their goal is weight loss and they're looking for type of, you know, if they're dropping body percent or they got a lean muscle mass, this kind of machine
absolutely
to tell them that. Well, that's awesome. Now I'm already feeling invigorated, you know. I guess you can't do two in a day, right?
Yeah, well, some people do, yeah.
All right, but I know I'll save my next one for probably maybe you. Now, I know you said you recommend almost kind of doing the follow-up the next day or as soon as possible.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, what you usually feel from one session, some people say that they have immediate pain relief, but if they came into this with pain in their body, mm-hmm. If you don't have pain in your body, usually from the first session, you're going to feel an energy boost, an endorphin rush, and then, you know, it's a bit progressive. So, you know, clients with pain or that are really, really training hard, they would want to come in, you know, 5 to 10 times in a couple weeks and then kind of go into a maintenance program right. of maybe 1 to 3 sessions a week.
Okay, so get their body kind of...
Reduce the inflammation, right. Keep the inflammation down, and then go into maintenance so it doesn't happen again.
Do any medical facilities, would this be something like a hospital would start?
Hospitals in Europe have them. Some okay. are starting to have them. Chiropractors are adding them. Physical therapists are adding them. Right. But cryotherapy is relatively new in the United States. It's been here since 2009, so it's, you know, really, really starting to gain some traction in the right. past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, in bigger major cities, I guess, it's very popular. Mm-hmm. There's only 3 machines that I know of in Tampa Bay right now.
Okay. Yeah, because I know I've seen a couple other ones popping up either, you know, I've seen it on Instagram. And speaking of Instagram, Chill Therapy is your Instagram handle, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
And you post, I think, daily pictures about the benefits of cryotherapy and pictures of clients in the chamber. So I recommend everybody who's listening to check that out. Follow him on Instagram. There's a lot of good. You can just be educated by following Chill Therapy on Instagram about the benefits of it. So that's definitely something I would recommend you guys check out. I think this was a great session. I know I'm going to be back because. Obviously, I've already developed a relationship with Chill sure. Therapy, and I've been a fan of kind of, I guess, you know, cold therapy for a while, and I can't wait to come back for my next session.
Great. We can't wait to have you back.
All right, guys. You just listened to my first cryotherapy experience at Chill Therapy in Tampa, Florida. I wanted to properly close out the podcast, kind of give you another little, it's probably been about half hour since I stepped out of the cryo chamber. I wanted to give you kind of a wrap up to tell you how I'm feeling right now. And also, I listened to the end of it, how we wrapped up the podcast. And I think my brain was still trying to recover from not freezing to death. I can tell you right now, it's like I got a shot of adrenaline, if I can imagine what that's like. I definitely, for someone who, I mean, I wake up at 4 each day and I work outside, and you can imagine South Florida heat right now. It's pretty draining. And I after that cryo session, man, I feel like I just woke up. And that's awesome. Just the invigorating effects itself. It's almost enough for me because I'm pretty much immune to coffee now. So this type of just, I know Brian was talking about it. It just gives you such a rush. That I mean, this alone is great for me, but also I can feel the areas in my body that are usually the sores, kind of my shoulders and my upper back, and then my lower back also, especially recently. I can feel there's like dull pains there, not pain, but dull feeling, almost not quite like soreness, but like almost. Maybe that, you know, obviously the inflammation is getting, you know, is the blood is rushing to those areas, so it's trying to reduce the inflammation that's in those areas. If I imagine that's kind of what's happening. It's not like it's sore, but there's a dull kind of feeling there that like it's trying to repair itself almost. That's what I feel right now. In the chamber itself, I didn't really mention this when we were recording the podcast with Brian. Kind of talked to him afterwards, and he laughed about it. He thought it's actually apparently pretty common. There was no part of my body really that was tremendously cold until the last 30 seconds. My nipples, I know, started getting cold, which is funny to think about, I guess. And it makes sense since that's an area that has a lot of nerve endings and it's very sensitive. So everything else, there was no real pain associated. It was just the coldness, you know. So I would recommend this to anyone. I mean, it's 3 minutes or, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. And Brian described it, the different stages with different temperatures. So I'm definitely going to be back. And another one of those services that he'll have at his facility once it gets built out is the float therapy, which is something I've been interested in too. I don't think I mentioned on this podcast, but it's something I definitely want to try. So that might be our next kind of on location podcast or something else, because I know Shannon was super disappointed that that she didn't get to do that this time around. She didn't get to participate in this podcast, but so I'm looking for something for her to experience for our next kind of on location podcast in regards to, you know, something that has health and fitness benefits. Guys, I'm glad you guys are listening to the podcast. I really appreciate all the download. I mean, the numbers that I see are great, and it's going up each week. And I appreciate you guys sharing. And like I asked for in the beginning, just please, if you get an extra second, just give us a rating and review, especially iTunes. That's kind of the premier distribution kind of service for podcasts is iTunes. So if you can get us a rating or review on there, that'd be much appreciated. Also, make sure you check out Chill Therapy on Instagram. It's really I said it on the podcast with Brian, and I'll say it again. He offers a ton of information. I'm so glad I got hooked up with Brian, because he seems like somebody, not only is the services he provides or something that can benefit me or my clients or anybody even, you know, in the Tampa area that's listening to this. I feel like he's somebody that can kind of give me a lot of other pertinent information to being a personal trainer, because he used to be a personal trainer himself. So I'm really glad I got to meet him, and I've kind of realized I'm going to be a lifelong student. So learning about things like this, trying new things, and getting more educated in different areas of health and fitness is really why I became a personal trainer and why I started the podcast, to kind of relay the information along to you, so everybody becomes more educated and can lead a happier and healthier life. All right, guys. So that's it for this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Remember, share, rate, review, and please leave a comment or let us know how we're doing. We'd love to hear your feedback. All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and I'll check you next time. If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.